This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Shockwaves in the Bill and Melinda Gates divorce getting nasty as Bill's arrangement with an ex-girlfriend comes to light.
Well, I hope she doesn't know all of it.
Then the Royals, the crafty way William and Kate are overhauling their image.
Be careful what you say now, because these guys, they're filming.
I know.
Plus Luke Bryan.
Only on ET.
Why his new project has Buddy Blake Shelton disgusted.
I want to work out and be underwear ready.
Then our Gloria Estefan exclusive.
That's going to be crazy.
Spilling secrets about her Father of the Bride reboot.
It's so good.
And she's gone from Grey's Anatomy to giving us a cruel summer.
Sarah Drew is here to guest co-host.
Yes! ET starts right now.
So maybe, just maybe, this Bill and Melinda Gates divorce isn't as cut and dry as we thought.
Nope.
I mean, apparently their marriage had more glitches than Windows 10, and we could be heading for a long, cruel summer.
Wow.
Oh, I see what you did
there. See what I did there?
That was nice.
Welcome, Sarah Drew.
Thank you.
I can't wait to chat with you because we've got a lot to talk about, right?
Yes.
But first, let's start with what could be the most expensive split ever, because there's already been a huge payout.
$1.8 billion, that's the amount of stock Bill gave to his ex on Monday, the same day she filed for divorce. ET's obtained documents indicating he also transferred about $120 million worth of Coca-Cola stock to Melinda. The couple is worth an estimated $124 billion. So, is a nasty war brewing between the world's fourth richest people?
Does she call you on your
A lot of it, sure.
Not all of it?
Well, I hope she doesn't know all of it. No, I'm just kidding.
One report claims when Melinda originally wanted to file back in March, she rented this entire Caribbean island at a cost of more than $130,000 a night for their family to avoid any negative press. Bill was not invited. And a newly surfaced report is shedding light into the Gates' unusual marriage arrangement.
You make your survive.
7 years before their I do's, Bill dated venture capitalist Anne Winblad. The two reportedly have a once-a-year vacation getaway tradition, and Melinda was always okay with it. First noted by Time magazine in 1997, quote, Gates has an arrangement with his wife that he and Winblad can spend a long weekend on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. This is the reported beach cottage where Anne, who is also married, and Bill would vacay. It's now up for rent. What would the pair do? No indication of anything romantic. Bill said, we can play putt-putt while discussing biotechnology. Now to another family split apart, Harry, Meghan, and the Royals.
It's no secret that William and Harry have had some differences, but today is Archie's second birthday. I'm told there probably will be a video call so that there is an opportunity for Archie to see his cousin.
Harry and Meghan posted this new filtered birthday photo of Archie from behind holding balloons. The Queen, Prince Charles, and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge also posted happy birthday messages on Instagram.
I think Prince Harry's attendance at the Duke of Edinburgh's funeral was the thawing of the ice, and I think was the beginning of healing this rift and rebuilding bridges.
Meghan may have received a reported $700,000 advance for her new children's book, The Bench. Meanwhile, William and Kate seem to be in the midst of a major image overhaul. The latest piece, a new YouTube channel.
Be careful what you say now, because these guys, they're filming.
I know.
I think we are seeing them rebranding to a degree. That charming but very carefully choreographed video to celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary. I think they are tapping into that to make themselves more real, more relatable. If that is the strategy, it's certainly working because the Cambridges' popularity is really soaring.
You know, I think this is fantastic, but can't they all just get along? Can't they get back together?
I wish, but family. I mean, come on.
That's the problem, family. All right, let's talk about a couple who are royalty in the country music world, Luke Bryan and his wife, Caroline.
Oh, you mean the underwear model, Luke Bryan?
That one. And only our Rachel Smith got to hang out with Luke in a place where he often models that underwear.
Oh, sounds fun, Rachel.
Y'all, he was fully, fully clothed, guys, all right? But did you know that Luke and Caroline were actually college sweethearts back in the 90s? But she can still surprise her man. She wants my
hands on her body. I mean, Caroline and I, we'd done some videos together, but when we filmed the commercials, I was like,
who are you?
I was like, who's this actress I've been living with?
You look good in that tee.
Really?
She intimidated me.
Oh, did she now?
Kind of tells a story. She's just been acting the whole time she's been married to me, right?
Now you better tread lightly. You gotta go back to Caroline. Luke and Caroline are celebrating 14 years of marriage. It was his idea to have her star alongside him in those underwear commercials. But there was one person who was not a fan.
Blake Shelton was talking some smack about you. He said it's disgusting but not surprising when it comes to your campaign. Let me show
you how it's done. You know, one of Blake's first big endorsements was pizza. You know, he just won't sit around and eat wagon wheels of pizza all day. And, you know, I want to work out and be underwear ready. One margarita,
two margarita. Well, now the 44-year-old, who turns 45 in July, is trading tequila for a cold one. And only E.T. was on the set of his new commercial for Tulane Beer. Luke's a co-creator of the company.
Let's get everybody around. The theme is, you know, it's just about your hometown. We went and found some hometown legends. And the people that we chose, that's who you want to drink a beer with.
And cruise down a two-lane road with, right?
Right.
Your mama is quite the beer expert, from my understanding.
My mother is a top-notch, world-class beer expert. Never mess with a beer-drinking mama, so.
Luke's mama, LeClaire, always keeping him on his toes, despite his very busy schedule these days, Michelle and Sarah, because he's also got a 5-part docuseries debuting this summer on IMDb TV titled Luke Bryan, My Dirt Road Diary, of course, named after one of his hit songs.
Yep, that's what makes him country, Rachel. And that's why we
love him. Yes, yeehaw, girlfriend.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Miss Rachel. Appreciate that. Now, you know fans of Miss Gloria Estefan have something to look forward to as well, Sarah.
Yes, the Father of the Bride reboot.
Yes.
With her and Andy Garcia. This is so amazing.
It's going to be amazing with a capital A. Gloria telling me how it all came to be in another E.T. exclusive.
Get ready, baby. That's going to be crazy.
How did this all happen?
First thing was Andy texting me. He goes, they're gonna send you the script. All right. Then when I read it, I go, we have to do this. It's so good.
We've all been great fans of Father the Bride. I mean, this is a great movie. I'm very excited about it.
We're gonna be married in the movie, and the script is so funny.
What do you hope that we as viewers get out of it?
The warmth and the love that Latin families have for each other. I think it's got a really beautiful message too, because, you know, the groom is Mexican and, you know, there's the Cuban side of the bride, and hopefully celebrate, you know, cultures in a wonderful, warm, deep way.
The longtime friends plan to start shooting their version of Father of the Bride early next month. But before Gloria hits the Miami set, she's performing at the Latin Grammy's first ever tribute to women in music, Ellas y su Música, airing on Univision this Sunday.
So a little bird told me that we may hear Conga performed from you.
That little bird's a gossip, isn't it? Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. Yes. And she'll be joining some fabulous singers on stage.
Sunday's event is especially meaningful for Gloria as the first female recipient of the Latin Recording Academy Person of the Year Award in 2008, and now with daughter Emily making music of her own.
The only advice that I always give is be yourself. If you're not feeling it, don't do it, because if you succeed at something that's not you, you're going to be stuck doing it the rest of your life.
Oh, that little gem from Gloria is something we all need to take for the rest
of
our lives, right?
Yes, please.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay, it's going to be such a good night for television tonight, including your return to Grey's Anatomy. We're going to get into all of that. But first, Tina Fey has given us a new comedy.
Yes, Move Over, Spice Girls. There is another 90s girl group in town.
Mm-hmm, and they're talking to our Matt Cohen.
Remember these ladies? Girls Five Ever!
Girls Five Ever.
Too early.
I don't know if there's one person alive who hasn't at one point or another fantasized about what it would be like to be a pop star.
Yeah, I felt the same way.
Busy Phillips and Paula Pell team up with Sarah Bareilles and Hamilton's Renee Elise Goldsberry for Girls Five Eva, a comedy about the reunion of a 90s girls group.
Let's go, ladies. I have places to be.
The transformations were so much fun. The glossy lip and like the big pageboy hat.
The camo.
Camo, yes,
the sequins. Half of the stuff they brought out and they said was retro. I'm like, wow, I'm still totally doing that.
The 8-part series starts streaming today on Peacock. And speaking of nostalgia,
there was a toy fair where played Cher from Clueless, and there's all these cool stories around that.
Like, my first professional acting job that I got paid for was to be the live Cher Clueless doll. If E.T. was there, which I think they were, but can they find the tapes? Because
they can and they will.
Oh, Busy, of course we do. You know the E.T. Vault has it all. We're undefeated. All right, Sarah, I know you're a mom of two.
Yes.
What can you tell me about mom guilt?
Oh, my gosh. It is no joke. So hard to compartmentalize and just be able to be like, I'm going to take free time now without feeling totally guilty.
Crazy, right? Yeah. Well, there's somebody else who can relate to that, too, and that's Drew Barrymore.
I'm good to squeeze in alone time when they're busy.
Tonight's Dear Drew, all about motherhood, and another Drew.
We're gonna give it all we got.
Sarah on her Grey's Anatomy return.
Did you all come back because maybe you feel like this is gonna be the last season?
Plus, former Grey star Katherine Heigl, we're with her musician husband Josh Kelly, and the sweet song he wrote just for her.
Shine down your song.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I thought it through. It's just I just thought it through.
It's happening, y'all. It's happening. Jackson and April, a.k.a. J-Pool, are together again. Listen, we're going to be able to see this reunion tonight on Grey's Anatomy on ABC. This is your return after leaving three seasons ago.
Working with Jesse, he's so easy. It's so easy to work with him. Yeah. And it was honestly like the most delightful homecoming.
Are we going to see you stick around for the rest of the season?
It's just this one episode.
Just it.
You know, when people ask, is the door closed and will you ever come back? I'm like, anybody can come back.
Apparently.
You can show up on the beach after you're dead.
Did you all come back because maybe you feel like this is going to be the last season?
Well, you know, when the writers called me to pitch the idea and I asked, like, is this the last season? They're like, we don't know, but we're going to give it all we got.
As excited as we are about Grey's Anatomy, we're also excited about your new show.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Cruel Summer, airing Tuesday nights on Freeform. This was the most watched debut in Freeform's history, right?
Yes. I think people are really invested in both of these two leading ladies, mm-hmm. Olivia Holt and Kiara Aurelia, and you feel and empathize with both of them, but you continue to get pieces of information that make you go, somebody's got to be lying.
Right, like, wait a minute.
What is happening?
I hope you rot in hell.
And it's set in the 90s.
And the 90s.
It's set in the 90s.
Come on now.
And then you have the EP of the show, which is Jessica Biel.
You know, I love her, but I've never met her.
Oh, wow.
I know.
And Jessica!
I know, because of COVID.
Oh,
you know, yeah. she was producing from a distance. Jessica, I can't wait to meet you.
I mean, I could talk to you all day. I really think we might be related somewhere down the line. Yeah, exactly. But we've got to get down to this star couple who gets wild in ways you would never expect.
Okay. Oh, hi.
28 animals, a greenhouse, and a riding arena. We tour Josh Kelly and Katherine Heigl's remote Utah ranch.
We were already living a very quarantined life anyway.
Then we're with Tyrese Gibson after his Masked Singer reveal. What he's only telling us about F9.
You're just like, oh my God.
And Dear Drew.
The highs and lows of motherhood only on ET.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Kelly family, get in shape.
Singer-songwriter Josh Kelly is all about being a dad, and during the pandemic, he started sharing more fun family content with fans. Now, Sarah, he is also gifting us with new music.
Yes. Josh has an amazing voice, and you got to see where he and fellow Grays alum Katherine Heigl live.
Yes.
They are the nicest.
The nicest people, and they have the most amazing spot. They are raising their kids away from the Hollywood spotlight on a family farm in Utah. Only ET got this exclusive tour.
I'm busy making memories.
Give me some numbers. How many horses do you guys keep?
I think we have like 12 horses.
Okay.
12 chickens. Gotcha. Nursery rhyme. And we have 2 pigs and 2 goats.
I want to see the farm. It is raining.
Yeah.
Is this, you've given me this. Is this a farm umbrella?
This is the only thing I could find that was going to work to shield us from the rain.
Okay, so chicken coop.
Yeah, chicken coop right over here.
Okay. Oh, hi. Josh, what are they wanting from me that I don't have for them?
They Food. Want hay.
Right.
Hey. Some country singers are faking it. We're legit down here.
Yeah, Josh, Katherine, and their 3 kids are pretty much living off the grid on their ranch.
You know, we're out here in the middle of nowhere. We just sort of stay to ourselves unless I go on tour, unless my wife goes and makes a movie or a TV show. We were already living a very quarantined life anyway. This is our awesome greenhouse that we built during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh, okay. Katherine has started growing her own veggies. On the property, there's also Josh's studio, a bar, and this riding arena where 9-year-old Adelaide gets practice in the saddle.
She's been riding for about 8 months. She's way braver than me. Oh my God, yeah.
Can you tell us this horse's name?
Jasmine.
This is actually a picture that Katie and I took with our first month of dating.
Do you like that picture, Mom and Dad? Josh first met Katie in 2005 when she appeared in his music video. Now they're celebrating 13 years of marriage. Do you guys sing together sometimes?
Yeah.
Just
oh,
for
yeah.
Fun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the yeah, time. That's yeah. Awesome. Just goofing around. She's really shy about it. I think she has a great voice, but she likes for us to sing together. She's gonna sing.
Oh.
Everyone loves it, but nobody loves it like me.
My 12-year-old Naily, she'll sit next to me, and I'm like, "What do you think of that mix?" And she goes, "Sounds a little bass heavy to me." I'm like, "Thanks."
Josh played us the track he wrote for Catherine, affectionately known to the kids as Mom's Song. That sort of stripped-down acoustic jam is exactly what Josh delivers on his new album, Unplugged, from Upstream Studios.
You're like the doomsday prepper of music. You can do it all. You recorded an entire album in the studio yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So you played every instrument, sang every note, produced the entire thing yourself.
Wow. And then send it in like the Willy Wonka Everlasting Gobstopper.
Josh is the definition of an entertainer. Sarah, he's so funny. And I learned he plays 15 instruments.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy. You can see him live. He is heading out on tour this October.
And thankfully, he promised me a ticket because one of his shows sold out in just 60 seconds.
Wow.
Now to our Dear Drew segment, where our viewers can ask Drew Barrymore anything. Well, you know, this weekend is Mother's Day, and so we're going to talk all things mamas today.
I am ready and waiting.
All right, here we go. The first question is, Dear Drew, what's one thing you didn't expect when you became a mom?
It's a boy.
I thought it would be a little more romantic and cozy, and instead I was just terrified. Oh. And I was so underslept, I couldn't eat, I was nervous all the time. So I wasn't really prepared for that.
Here's a phrase that I hear often from my mommy friends, mom guilt. And this question is, Dear Drew, the mom guilt has been real this past year.
It's exhausting.
How do I find time for me without feeling badly about it?
I find I'm good to squeeze in alone time, me time, when they're busy. That helps absolve the guilt, like while they're in school or at a play date. Mm-hmm. And somehow that feels a little less guilty.
I love you, kids. Get out, get out, get out, get out. I love you so much.
So here's another question for you. Dear Drew, any advice on how to be more present when it comes to spending time with my kids?
For any parent out there, if you just want to scream when people tell you to be more present, you're not alone.
God!
You know as a parent when you're not leaning in enough. So listen to that meter. And the only advice I have for a mom to be present is when she is by herself.
There you go.
That's when they should be present.
Amen. I love it. And I love you. And I love doing this every
week. I love you, Nichelle.
Always straight talk from our sister show. And don't forget to catch the Drew Barrymore Show weekdays on CBS. All right, coming up, Tyrese Unmasked and what he told us that got us even more hyped for F9.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh my goodness, Tyrese!
Now the world knows that Tyrese Gibson was Robopine on The Masked Singer. It was his 13-year-old daughter's idea to go on The Masked Singer, and now Shayla can watch her daddy in F9.
When you see it all come together, you're just like, oh my God.
Please make sure you join us tomorrow because only E.T. is taking you behind the scenes with Vin and Helen Mirren.
That's really gonna be cool. Sarah, thank you so much for being here. This was such a fun day. And please don't miss Cruel Summer on Freeform and Grey's Anatomy on ABC. J'April's back.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Bye, everybody.
You sure you don't wanna stay? You can stay.
I'll stay.
You can stay.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.